Good morning.
Is this the Governor Terry McAuliffe who believes in second chances?
This is the one and only.
You blew it out the box yesterday. And on behalf of all of the stakeholders and my team, Rolling for Freedom, we are truly honored to be a part of this administration and making the process better for ex-offenders.
Well, what a spectacular day it was yesterday. And
yes,
to be in that room, as you know, in the First Baptist Church of South Richmond, and to have those three individuals. And James, I mean, what a story. Went over to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
As he said, you know, he'd never had anything worse, tougher than lemonade. Came back, as he said, a demon and a drug addict. Made some mistakes. Came back, got his life back together again. And you know what? Yesterday, he got his rights mm-hmm. restored, and he's back as a great member of our society and able to vote. And he broke down in tears. I mean,
we all broke down in tears yesterday, okay?
Yeah, it was spectacular. For all of them, Lakita, everybody that was there yesterday.
And you said if you've ever said in your lifetime that you've never done anything wrong, you're not telling the truth.
Listen, I think I can speak for everybody. Anyone who gets up and says they never made a mistake, you know, I just be honest with you, you're not telling the truth. People mm-hmm. make mistakes, Clovia. Things happen. Situations happen.
Yeah.
You get out. It just happens. But you know what? That shouldn't condemn you for life. And I believe in second chances, and, you know, I'm a strong Irish Catholic. It's part of my faith. People ought to have an opportunity. They made a mistake. They paid their price. And you know what? You want to welcome people back into society. The other great thing I announced yesterday of the 5,113 that mm-hmm. we announced, 70% went out and registered to vote. Because a lot of people, the pushback is, oh, why do you do this? They don't care. They don't go vote.
Yes, they
do. Let me tell you, let the data, let the metrics speak for themselves. 70% went out and registered to vote. They're so excited. The enthusiasm in that room yesterday was unbelievable.
It was absolutely unbelievable. And another point that I just want to make, and how you were so compassionate and relating to all of the people who were in attendance when you said James, who was a Vietnam vet, he said, I was a good person. I made a bad choice. And you said to James, you know, after you restored his rights, you said, thank you for your service. That was powerful.
And that's right. And just, I wanted everybody to understand, this man put on a uniform and fought for our country. The least I can do as governor is to restore his rights. And he'll tell you, he wasn't blaming anybody, Kobe,
nope,
but he
did
wasn't. Say he went into the Army, 25th Infantry. He was in the Tet Offensive. He went into the Army as one person, and he came out another.
Mm.
And you know what? He came out, he made a mistake, and you know what? He did what he had to do, and they let him back in and feel good. I mean, when he broke down in tears, and the other thing I want all your listeners, we're trying to make this process easy for everybody. We took the 13-page form.
Mm-hmm.
We condensed it. It is now only one page.
One page.
No more notary public. No more letters of recommendation. None of that. That was all, to me, disenfranchisement
yeah.
to make it more difficult. It's a simple process. Mm-hmm. You get a hold of LeVar Stoney, our Secretary of the Commonwealth. We will glide that paperwork through. We're going to get your rights back. We still have hundreds of thousands of folks, mm-hmm. Clovia, that we can do, and I want to get them done by the time I leave office.
I know, and you made that known to Secretary Stoney and Ann yeah. Forsythe and all of the stakeholders. You said, I want it done. I said, okay, Gov. And
yep.
thank you so much for giving us the tools, because as you mentioned about the more serious offenses with the 13 pages, and we're trying to gather all of the information to get it over to the Secretary of the Commonwealth's office, it was rather difficult, and people would start giving up.
And I don't blame him. I mean, listen, I don't want to go out and fill out a 13-page form.
For something I did 5, 10, 15, 20 to 30 years ago.
Right. I mean, no one wants to do it today. And then, you know, it's not easy for some people to go out and get a notary and then to go ask friends to do letters. I mean, come. So the good news, all that's done.
Yep.
We've gone and moved the violent offenses from 5 to 3.
Yep.
We've taken all drug offenses. We've reduced them from the serious classification now down. So automatic, you can do it immediately, and no more letters of recommendation. This is a simple process, and, you know, listen, I'm just trying to make the Commonwealth stronger. I'm trying to put us in a position so I can compete on a global basis to bring jobs to Virginia. I need a big workforce. I need everybody engaged. I need everybody helping.
All right, Governor Terry McAuliffe, great job. God
Thanks.
Bless you.
Thanks, Corbin. Have a great holiday season.